Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Video Store Podcast. My name is Nick, and I like movies. Thank you again for joining us as we visit the local video store in Northeast Pennsylvania, aka My Entertainment Room, where we select a movie from the collection, watch it, and then talk about it. On certain occasions, I will be joined by a guest, a fellow movie fan. This podcast will release a new episode every month with a new film to discuss. With our reviews and thoughts on the film, we hope that they will entice you to watch the movie for yourself and you can form your own opinions about this movie from there. So sit back, relax, and welcome to the video store, everyone. Now, I know in my last introduction podcast, I mentioned that we were going to be renting out Goodfellas and watching it and talking about that. Unfortunately, a couple things happened. COVID affected my house, and I was unable to do that recording. But don't worry, Goodfellas fans, we will come back to that movie shortly. Today, actually, we are going to do a special movie that has one of my all-time favorite actors in it. Actor known as Vincent Price. Yes, Vincent Price, everyone. We're going to do a Vincent Price film today. And what Vincent Price movie are we going to rent? We're going to rent a movie called The Last Man on Earth. Yes, The Last Man on Earth. Such an iconic film for Vincent Price. A little bit about Vincent Price. He was born May 27th, 1911, and died October 25th, 1993, at the age of 82. He had a long, extensive career. Such a great actor in films, on television, and on the stage. So he was everywhere and did a great many things when it came to films. Some of his other films we will talk about eventually. He was in The Ten Commandments. He was in Michael Jackson's music video Thriller. If you haven't heard it yet, he talks at the end and throughout the entire thing. Very iconic. House of Long Shadows. He performed alongside Boris Karloff, Peter Lorre, Basil Rathbone. Such iconic actors. And he himself was known as the Prince of Darkness throughout his career. And in my opinion, he still holds that title. You don't see that now usually have a typing. So what do I mean by that? It's like Vincent Price was known primarily for doing a lot of horror movies and stuff like that. Whereas nowadays, actors jump from different genre to genre. They don't really hold a typing anymore. But back in the day, in the days of great cinema, definitely actors had certain types of roles that they were always made for. Here comes Peter Cottontail. Even though that's not a horror movie, it's still a good movie. He played Iron Tail. Ah, he was in such great films. The Tingler. And again, if you haven't seen any of these movies, I would definitely suggest checking them out. In the video store itself, I believe there's about 20 or 30 different Vincent Price movies in my collection, along with some Funko Pops. Aside from being an avid movie collector, I also collect Funko Pops. And there's only a few small handful of Funko Pops that are specifically Vincent Price related. We have one that's just a Vincent Price one, where it's just Vincent Price holding a black cat. And then we have one, Vincent Price as the inventor from Edward Scissorhands, which was probably around one of his last few films that he did before he passed. This time, we're going to be talking about The Last Man on Earth. And don't worry, we will hit other Vincent Price films. A little bit about the movie. This movie is a very, very iconic movie. It's one of the earlier adaptations of Richard Matheson's classic horror sci-fi novel, I Am Legend. So basically, the backstory of this movie is after a plague wipes out the human race, Dr. Robert Morgan, played by Price, struggles with loneliness and his sanity as the world is coming to an end. One day, in his solitary travels, he runs across another human. Is she a mirage or is she real? This existential masterpiece racks up the tension and keeps it up until the last thrilling frame. This movie came out in the year 1964, and it's about an hour and 26 minutes of a runtime. This movie you can actually find, now I don't condone pirating any movies or anything like that, but I believe this movie's in the public domain, so you are able to watch this movie in its entirety on YouTube. Or if you want to see a good quality cut of it, I'm sure you could watch it on Amazon Prime. Okay, let's see, the streaming device you could watch it on. You could watch it on Crackle, if you still have that. Filmbox, Fandor, Freevee, Plex, Pluto TV, the Roku channel, Tubi TV if you want free ones. If you want to rent it or buy it, you could get it from Prime Video or buy it from the Amazon store. But again, this video is readily available. Now, they have two different versions. They have a black and white version. It's a restored version. Or you have it in color. In my opinion, color versions of black and white films, although they are great, I would say stick with the original version of it, the black and white. The fully restored ones are nice. I would say just stick with black and white. It adds a little more to the story. It doesn't change the story itself, but I feel that the atmosphere of it being in black and white, it just sets it in a different time, and it just makes the movie that much better with the lighting and the textures and all that on the set. It adds to it. It adds to the atmosphere of it. Now, again, a little bit about the movie itself. So Vincent Price's character, Robert Morgan, is a scientist, and he's one of the few remaining scientists that are left that have avoided the plague. Now, basically, the plague is they turn into like a hybrid zombie vampire type of creatures that everybody else in the Earth has turned into. It's weird. I mean, they're not fully vampires, but they're not fully zombies because they do come out in the day sometimes. And you could see them every now and then. But they're not fully zombies where they lose control of it. It's like a hybrid mixture of them. So Price's character is set by himself throughout the entire movie. Most of the dialogue is through Vincent Price's character, just Vincent Price speaking. And what happens is it wakes him up in the morning, he gets out of bed, and then the title credits hit. It's incredible. Last Man on Earth. Now, this film is directed by an Italian director. Yeah, Italian director. His name is, I'm going to butcher this, Ubaldo Ragona. He is the director, but there also was, for the U.S. print, it was Sidney Salkow. So there were two different directors, one for, obviously, for Italy, and then one for the American release of this. Now, great, great sci-fi type music. Incredible. It gives it an eerie feeling. And you'll see as he walks through his house, it's disheveled. The windows are boarded up. There's like faint cracks of light coming in from outside. Everything's barricaded. He walks into his kitchen and he has, I believe it's about like 3 years worth of a calendar drawn on his wall. And he crosses off the days, counts down how long he's been in isolation. Everything is run off of a generator. In his garage, he builds, because his job, he wants to try to destroy the virus as much as he can, not through medicine and such like that, but he'll take wooden stakes, the classic wooden stakes, and he assembles them in his garage. He goes out, he destroys the vampire zombies, and then he'll dispose of the bodies. There's this giant, a crater in the town, and that's when the outbreak started. Anybody who was infected was killed and then thrown in there so the virus wouldn't spread to everybody else. So he does that on his daily run. If he runs out of supplies, like food or anything, he'll go to the grocery store, and obviously it's empty because everyone's gone. He runs the generator there for like the cold dairy foods and stuff like that, perishable foods. He runs the generator for that in the store itself. So he makes sure he has mirrors, he has gas, he has everything he needs for his survival tactics. So you see his daily process. He also has a giant map of the city on his wall, and he crosses off the different districts he's been to, the different areas he's been to, looking to find more of these vampire creatures and destroy them. You get flashbacks of right before the outbreak hit. It's him and his wife and his daughter. They're celebrating her birthday, and you see a lot of different shots of the wind blowing. Now, a lot of people think maybe the virus came from the wind. It doesn't really say where the virus comes from, and it doesn't really delve into that, into the movie that much, but obviously, like a vampire, if you get bit, that's the whole main reason. That's how the virus has been spreading, but I don't believe they mention where it originally came from. So they flashback, you see Vincent Price and his family celebrating the birthday. You see Vincent Price go to work. He is a scientist, and they work on different medications, stuff like that. And they start hearing on the radio and through TV that the virus is starting out very small, but it is starting to spread a little bit. So they are aware of it in the movie. Then we flash back to current times, and he wakes up to hearing the sounds of his alarm again, and he's getting ready for the next day. Periodically through the movie, there are some evening shots of him at home getting ready for dinner. He always has to make sure he's always home before sunset because the the creatures come out, like I said, they are half and half, so they do come out a little bit in the day, and they are out fully at night. So Vincent Price has to make sure he's home before the vampires get out, before it's too dark out. So he's in his house, he locks everything up, and he knows certain times that he knows when they are coming to his house, because the vampires know that he is still human, that he is not one of them yet, and they want him. They want to convert him into a vampire zombie. One of his assistants, his medical assistants, is one of the zombies. Now, these zombies also, zombie vampires, also do talk. So it's another difference than a regular zombie who just does the normal moaning and groaning. But these vampire zombies talk, which is a little different and kind of interesting. Vincent Price, to dull away the noise from outside, they try to break through the windows, try to knock down the doors, but again, there's mirrors everywhere, there's the garlic, so he's prepared and ready for them. Vincent Price puts on some music, he'll have a drink, he'll just try to drown out all the noise, and then he gently falls asleep as the noise continues on. Next morning he'll wake up, you'll see the record play, and he wakes up to his alarm clock, and he starts his day over again. It's like a never-ending cycle. Get up, turn everything on, have your coffee, go to the store, etc., etc. And then at this point in the movie, Vincent Price is just fed up with everything. He's tired of just the same old thing. He doesn't want to continue on with it anymore. He just wants some normality in his life. He then goes out and does his errands again. He goes to check out and find more zombie hideouts. He also stops at the cemetery where he visits the tomb of his wife. So after he goes to visit the tomb, he falls asleep there. In his sleep, we have another flashback of when the outbreak hits his family. It starts with his daughter. His daughter has a hard time seeing. She can't see anymore. She can still talk and everything, but she can't see. Now, the wife is in hysterics, and she's like, we got to call a doctor. We got to get help. But Vincent Price is where Robert's like, no, we can't do that, because if they find out that she has the virus, then they're going to kill her and dispose of her. So he goes back to work to try to figure out a cure for the epidemic. So him and his lab assistant are there, but nobody else is there. Everyone else is afraid of coming out. Similar to the pandemic, everyone was afraid to go out. They didn't want to see anybody. You know, it's scary. Now, like I said earlier in this podcast, I had COVID last month, and it hit me for about 2 weeks. And, you know, the precautions you have to take. Obviously, now, it's nothing like the movie where they're going to kill me because they find out I have COVID. But the isolation you have to go through just to make sure nobody else gets sick. You know, the precautions you have to take just to make sure everyone else is safe around you. It's so similar. It's how movies, you know, they are like a reflection of our society. Whereas Vincent Price's character and his assistant are trying to find a cure for this, but at the same time, they have to be careful. And everyone else is afraid and hiding at home with their families, trying to avoid the spread of the pandemic, as it were. Just like here, like modern times. Vincent Price's assistant is Ben Cortman, played by Giacomo Rossi Stewart. And he doesn't show up for work that day, so Vincent Price goes to his house, and Ben just locks everything up, turns Vincent Price away, doesn't want to come out and work on anything, and he's just so disheartened by everything. He's afraid of the spreading to him and his family. Vincent Price goes home. Again, the daughter is still in her bed. They have like a mosquito net around the bed to try to contain, you know, make sure nothing else gets in or out, as what they think is causing the virus outbreak. The wife's still in hysterics, wanting to call the doctor. Again, Vincent Price tells her, no, don't do it. We can't. They'll take her away. Next day comes around, he goes out to work. Vincent Price is working all day by himself at the lab. Comes back home to see an army truck leaving their house. And his wife is sitting inside the house in the living room area. Vincent Price goes inside and is like, "What have you done? What did you do?" Then the wife, you know, I'm sure any parent would do this for their child, is like, "I couldn't take it anymore. She couldn't see. She couldn't speak. I had to do something." So she called the doctor, and the doctor, as what they're supposed to do for this, reported it to the army, and they came to pick her up. So Vincent Price's character knows what happens to people who are taken away by the army who have the virus. So he drives frantically to the dump site, the big pit that we saw early in the movie. And he's in a heartbreaking moment. He sees about 12 army trucks there filled to the brim with bodies of people who have been infected. And he goes up, tries to run to the edge of the crater, and the army guy stops him there, and Vincent Price is like, "Let me go. I got to find my daughter." And he's like, "Sir, you can't. A lot of daughters and sons are up in that pit, including my own." So you see how hard it is and how much pain he's going through. He lost his only child. And then Vincent Price goes home. He walks very solemnly inside, very sad, and he doesn't cry, but you could just tell the tension from him. As he enters his house, walking to his bedroom, he hears his wife screaming that she can't see, which tells Vincent Price that she has also been exposed to it, and she now has the virus. Which brings us back to Vincent Price waking up in the cemetery, and he notices that it's dark out. He slept for hours, and now it's dark out, so now all the zombies are out. So he's got to run back. He runs out of the cemetery. He gets back to his car and drives back to his house, but his house is surrounded by Ben and all the other zombies. He pushes them out of the way. He tries to knock them down. He gets a mirror, tries to push them back. He gets into his house, and one of the zombie vampires sticks their hand into the door, and Vincent Price slams the door a couple times on it until they pull their arm out. Then it's just the crazy madness of the zombies destroying the car. Vincent Price turns on some music. He grabs a bottle of wine or some kind of alcohol and starts drinking it, trying to drown out the noise. But he also puts on a home video. Now, he found one of his home videos. Now, this part of the movie, it was just one of my most favorite parts of the movie, and it's just very emotional. You see Vincent Price at his finest when it comes to acting. The emotion he admits, the tension. So he's watching the movie. There's some stuff from a circus and different things like that. And there's a part of the video where it's his wife and his daughter. So he starts looking at that, and he smiles, and he starts to laugh a little bit. And his laughter turns into like a great, his very intimate laughter turns into a giant burst of laughter for the entire house. And it's similar to the laughter from the Thriller music video, similar to that type of laugh. But then the laughter, which comes from the video that he's watching, the video and more or less him losing his mind, turns into tears. And it's heartbreaking because his wife's gone, his daughter's gone, he's all by himself. And he comes to the realization again that he is all alone. And I don't care who you are, you know, nobody should be alone like that. Nobody should have to go through that kind of stuff. But Vincent Price is brought to tears as the zombie vampires continue to bang on his door trying to get in. Fast forward a little bit through the movie, he continues his daily routine. One day he goes outside and he hears barking from a dog, and he sees a little black dog, and he's like, "Wait, come back." He tries to catch the dog, you know, bring it inside. It's the only other living thing that he's seen in years. Dog gets away. Next day comes around, same deal. The dog comes back. He finds the dog lying in the garden bed outside of his house. He brings it inside, and he's elated. He's so happy that the dog is there. And he's finally has somebody to talk to and interact with. But then he takes blood work of the dog, and he finds out that the dog has the virus. So to put the dog out of its misery, Vincent Price buries the dog, and he's all alone again. It's sad. Another sad moment for Vincent Price's character. Later on in the film, he's out again, walking by, I believe it's some kind of building, or it's not the cemetery, it's some kind of building. But what happens is he's walking, and he runs into, he sees another person. Actually, before he sees that, he sees a bunch of zombie vampire bodies on the ground with metal stakes, with metal, more like metal rods, pierced through their bodies, and they're dead on the floor. And he goes, he says, "Whose are these? I use wooden stakes. Who could be around and doing that?" So then he sees in the distance a woman standing there. So he goes to chase the woman to find out who she is and what is she doing there, because she's out in the daylight, full daylight. She's not like hiding half in the shadows. She's out in the full daylight. And it's just Vincent Price chases her down and brings her back home to his house to try to figure out who she is and what's going on. So the next couple scenes, you see her on the couch. Mr. Price is taking some blood to test it, and he finds out that she is immune, just like him. And he's trying to figure out who she is and, you know, where she's been. And what's happening is she's part of some group of people with the like an immunity to the virus. And, you know, they have their own little community already, and they know of Vincent Price's character. They're all afraid of him because he's been hunting down the vampire zombies, and they're afraid that he's going to hunt them down too. So she's there throughout the evening to experience the same thing that goes on at his house every night, the banging, the destruction outside. Vincent Price goes to find out after they talk for a while that her job was to find him and let her people know where he was, because they want him dead too, because they're afraid of him. So after some more dialogue between the two of them, the rest of the community finds out where Vincent Price is, and they start chasing him. They chase him through the cemetery again. A lot of gun action, little grenades here and there. It's a big chase scene, very little tension there, and then gets to the end, and spoilers if you haven't seen it, Vincent Price's character dies, unfortunately. He was trying to save all of them. He was trying to make a cure for everybody, but they didn't want that. They wanted Vincent Price dead. So, just like with the other zombie vampires, they got a metal stake and threw it like a javelin, and it pierced Vincent Price, and Vincent Price died right in front of the altar. And then the way the movie ends is you hear a baby crying, you hear a little bit of organ music, and then the end comes up on the screen. And that, everybody, is Last Man on Earth. Such a great film. I enjoyed it so much. Again, Vincent Price is one of my all-time favorite actors. I mean, I might be a little biased, but again, it's Vincent Price. You either like Vincent Price or you don't like Vincent Price. He's one of my favorites. Bunch of great movies. Again, this is it's an Italian film, kind of, so that's why it's in public domain, Italian director. But again, it was edited over for American release. It's public domain, so again, you could find it anywhere to watch it. I would say it's a really great film. This film is not the only version of the book. So again, like I said, this was based on Richard Matheson's book, I Am Legend. And again, this is not the only version of I Am Legend. They also made another version with Charlton Heston called The Omega Man. And then, of course, they made the more modern-day version of it called I Am Legend. And that was with Will Smith. And supposedly they're making a sequel to that, but I don't know. I don't know if it's going to come out. Nor do I want it to come out. I think I love the Vincent Price version. The Charlton Heston one was a good one, too. Will Smith, not so much. A little too much CGI in that one. You know, all three of them are very emotional. Like, they all have that emotion that draws you in. But in my opinion, the first version of this, you know, has such a great place in film history. They also have a bunch of they have a couple TV shows called The Last Man on Earth. If you're going to have a TV show about, you know, being the last person on Earth, call it something else. There's like on IMDb, if you type in Last Man on Earth, you get probably about like 20 different things to choose from. So again, make it something different, make it something original if you're coming up with something similar to that. So there you have it, everybody. That is our first review for the year. Again, I apologize for those of you looking forward to Goodfellas. I will get back to that and hopefully find somebody at the video store who wants to rent that, and hopefully whoever did rent it will return it, so then we could do a review on it. Again, thank you so much for joining us. Like I said, every month you'll be getting a new episode. This month, for February, you'll be getting two, just so I make up for January. So again, you'll have two episodes this month after this one's edited. Again, there is no sponsor for this show. I am sponsoring it myself. Thank you so much. I hope you enjoyed it. If you'd like to hear a review of any movie, just leave in the comments. Right now, I am able to be streamed on Apple Podcast and I believe Spotify. So if you want to check them out there, great different venues for different podcasts. Again, I would like to say this because I didn't say this in my introduction trailer. I started doing podcasts now because of a couple different people. Now, I personally don't know these people, but these people were an inspiration for me starting to do podcasts. Well, the different people include you have the Talking Sopranos podcast with Michael Imperioli and Steve Sciarippa. That was one of the reasons I wanted to start doing something like this, because I enjoyed their work and I wanted to do something of my own. The Pixel Podcast Group, those guys over there, that's all based on like different pop media and like video games, stuff like that, retro stuff. A lot of fun there. Kevin Smith, great director, great podcaster, amazing actor, played Silent Bob in a bunch of great films, and he also made Clerks. He's an inspiration. He had a show called Comic Book Men, and they would start off with the podcast style. So, you know, those people were inspirations to me when doing stuff like this. And I have a large library of podcasts that I listen to. So, I mean, everybody that I listen to, they've helped out a lot in like helping me want to strive more to do more podcasts like this. Classic Horrors Club podcast, such a great one. If you like more horror movies, definitely want, and you want something a little more professional, definitely check them out. They're a lot of fun. They go into a lot more depth when it comes to the information they get. Again, like I said, mine's just like my own opinions about the different movies that we've seen. Again, it's Jeff Owens and Richard Chamberlain of the Classic Horrors Movie Podcast. Again, guys, thank you for that. And everybody else I mentioned, thank you for being an inspiration for me starting to do this. And of course, my wife and my mother, and my father, and my family for the support while I do this. So folks, enough of the schmaltz. Again, definitely a must check out movie. As I am getting ready to leave the video store, I'm taking a copy of The Last Man on Earth home with me. I'm also going to get a box of Haribo gummy bears. Now, they're one of my favorite candies. And you got to have a candy to enjoy a movie. Candy, maybe if you're a popcorn person, get something like that. Maybe have a drink. Maybe I'll have an iced tea with my Haribo bears. Turn the lights out. Maybe put some spooky lights on. I mean, this is definitely a movie to watch during Halloween, but also, you want to watch this. This could be watched at any time. It's a great film. At only an hour and 26 minutes long, it's definitely an easy watch. 1964's The Last Man on Earth with Vincent Price. You could have an option of watching it in color or black and white. I'd say stick with black and white. But again, you watch it for yourselves. Make your own decisions on how you want to watch it and form your own opinions on the movie after you see it. And hopefully you'll like this movie as much as I do. Thank you so much, folks, for joining us. I hope you had a lot of fun. Stay tuned. Again, this month you'll get two of them, two episodes, and we'll see where we go from there. Thank you so much, folks. Have a great time, and we'll see you next time at the video store. Until then, my friends, have a great night.